marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast. Hey guys, are you in the United States or Japan and looking for a private investigation? Then I have got the website for you. Head to yaminotante.org and you will be able to find everything you need about them, ways to contact them, case types, and so much more. They are there to help you, like I said, if you are in the United States or Japan. All you have to do is head to www.yaminotante.org and you'll find everything you need and so much more. You can contact them if you have any questions and they'll be there to help you no matter what. So check them out if you're looking for a private investigator in the United States or Japan, and enjoy.
Hello everybody, it's Christmas time.
No, it's not.
It's December. It's Christmas day 3.
School Christmas me. Is only one day.
It's Christmas month. We celebrate every day.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We celebrated the dogs today because they got toys.
They had nothing to do with Christmas, though.
Santa brought them.
No, I brought them.
I brought them from Orslands, a.k.a. what is it now? Baumgar.
It's still Orslands.
No, it isn't.
It is. It forever will be.
When they answer the phone, they said, thanks for calling Orslands, or Baumgar's new name for Orslands or something.
A.K.A. the new name.
A.K.A. Anyway, we back. You're welcome. Even though normally in December is when we start our break and then jump back in January. Because.
Yet here we are.
I didn't say now. This could be our last one until January, because this is number 70, but we have more than 70 episodes. This is just number 70. So we could do that. End out on an even note. You don't have anything? Nothing?
Nope.
Are you watching TV?
The sound's off.
You got eyes?
I only got one and a half eye.
Mm. But yeah. So, if this is the last one of the year, are you going to miss us? What if they're like, thank God. Even though we got our Spotify Wrapped or whatever for, whatever. Clearly, I need to get my life together. We got our Spotify Wrapped for the podcast, and we created 743 minutes of new content this year. We were in the top 10% most shared globally, and we were the top 10 podcast for 168 fans. That's pretty pimp.
Yeah. It's probably because of my shout outs.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. We were in 32 countries. We put out 33 episodes this year. So, yay! And we're close to 20,000 listeners. We did it.
33 episodes is a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I'm too tired to continue.
This is... I can't even finish this episode.
This is my Jordan flu game.
I don't know what that means. I don't. What does it mean?
It's just, it doesn't mean anything.
Is it an inside joke?
It's not a joke.
Wives aren't
ever alone? Watched any kind of basketball in your life.
Oh, no, I don't care.
From the 90s.
I don't know. I know Michael Jordan.
That's good.
Is that who it's about?
Yeah, the Jordan flu game.
He has a flu.
He has a flu in the finals. Plays. Has a phenomenal game, like one of his best games.
Oh, so you're saying this is going to be your best episode?
No, it just means I'm tired and I'm going to continue.
It just means.
But I will go onward.
Yeah. So before we talk about what we are talking about today, I was going to ask if you've heard about this. In Wisconsin, a 10-year-old boy killed his mom. Did you hear about that?
Nope.
So this boy, thankfully I have it pulled up here. A 10-year-old Milwaukee boy intentionally aimed a gun at his mother and then shot and killed her because she would not buy him a virtual reality headset. A 10-year-old child. So apparently he initially told the police that it was an accident, but then he was like, okay, I'll tell you the truth. I shot her on purpose. And in Milwaukee, or in Wisconsin, law requires children as young as 10 to be charged as adults for serious crimes. So he was charged as an adult with first-degree reckless homicide.
You should.
And fucker. It says that his attorneys could seek to move the case to juvenile court, but for now he has been charged as an adult. That is fucking crazy. When I saw that, I was like, what? Like, first of all, how did he even get in? It was like before 8 a.m. Like, she apparently, from what I read, she woke him up and he was like, are you not going to buy me the VR thing? And she was like, no. And then he was like, okay. And then killed her. Like, that's crazy. And then I think later he logged on to the Amazon account and ordered it for himself.
Well, he's a real asshole of a terror.
Like, what in the world? Like, that is so crazy.
He should be charged as an adult. Fuck that idiot.
Yeah, because clearly he knew what he was doing. Like, it wasn't.
Like, sounds like it might have been planned. He's like, I'm going to give her one more day.
One more chance to get me that.
She wakes me up, I'm going to ask her.
Oculus.
I'm going to kill her and order it myself.
Yeah. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I'm 10 years old. I wasn't thinking about killing my mom.
Well, no.
Cash got his new toy out.
It is a giant toy.
It's as big as him, and I guarantee you he's about to chew the ears off. It is as big. I didn't think about how big it was. So, yeah, just a little welcome intro crime. That's not what we're talking about today, though.
The podcast is over.
Yeah, the end. 2-minute podcast. Okay, so today, our actual crime is about a man named David Parker Ray, a.k.a. the Toy Box Killer. Do you know him?
Nope.
You've never heard of him?
Nope.
There's a thing on Peacock about him, but I haven't watched it yet. But he was cray cray. We'll just say that. So there is, I will say, and of course I'll like obviously announce it before I do it too, but I will read a little bit of like a transcript of his later in the episode. And I'm not going to obviously read, like, the horrific parts, but I guess, like, if you're a little squeamish, just maybe skip over that part. But I'll, like I said, I'll announce it when I get there. So, let's get started with the Toy Box Killer. So, he was born November 6th, 1939, and he was from New Mexico. So he had a younger sister named Peggy, and they lived with their grandfather. Apparently, like, even as a kid, he was sporadically violent. He had an alcoholic father, and his dad would give him magazines with, like,
sadism?
Yeah, like porn. And then he was, like, bullied as a kid, so of course that made it worse. He had sexual fantasies as a child of raping, torturing, and murdering women during his teenage years. And his sister found sadomasochistic drawings in his room when he was a teenager. He also joined the army and received an honorable discharge because they were like, no, thank you. And he was married and divorced 4 times. Hmm. So sounds like he's got a lot going for him as a man.
Not really.
So he technically never, like, how am I trying to say it? Like, they never could say, like, oh, you killed this many people. They couldn't prove it. So they had 0 murders proved, but they think that he killed 60 or more women.
Wow.
And I think 3 people got away from him. 2 or 3 people did escape from him. And you can read, like, their stories and stuff, too. I know for a fact one girl did, like, an interview, tell all about it or whatever. I don't know about the others. So, that's a lot of people. But yeah. It's a lot of people to be suspected and have 0 proof that it happened.
Yeah.
So, it's like, when there's somebody, like, Manson. Like, you know he did it. But did he?
Yes.
Because they didn't prove it. Like, no, I'm saying because they didn't say he did it.
Well, maybe not.
That he had his people do it. Yep. But he probably did stuff too.
Maybe.
So, as for his crimes, he sexually tortured and presumably killed his victims using chains, pulleys, clamps, whips, leg spreader bars, surgical blades, electric shock machines, and saws.
Damn.
He is thought to have terrorized many women with these tools with the help of accomplices, some of whom have been several women that he was dating. Also, one of them was believed to be his sister, and I think even one of his daughters, like, helped him. I think his daughter helped him kidnap the women. I don't think she did anything else, but still, she was a part of it.
That's enough.
Yeah, there were numerous sex toys in the rooms, torture implements, syringes, and detailed diagrams showing ways of inflicting pain. There was also a homemade electrical generator, which was used for torture. I think in total because he called it his toy box, clearly. I think one of the articles that I read said that it cost at least $100,000. Everything in there was worth $100,000. Because it was, like, soundproof, had all this shit in it, very expensive torture chamber, basically. So.
He's like the guy from Saw.
That's what people compared him to. Jigsaw. There was a mirror mounted on the ceiling above a OBGYN table which obviously you've never seen one, but, like, where they have, like, the leg things, you know? Yeah. He would strap them to them, and he would put them in wooden contraptions that bent them over and immobilized them just really quickly, this is disgusting, so you might want to skip 30 seconds. While they were in this, he would have his friends and his dogs have sex with these women.
God.
Yes.
Even the dogs?
Yes. He also wanted his victims to see everything that he was doing to them, which is why he had mirrors placed in certain areas of the room. And he also had the tape recording played for his victims whenever they regained consciousness, either after it happened or when he first kidnapped them. Like, this guy was fucked up. And that's why I'm not going to talk, like, a lot about everything that he did, because it's fucking disgusting. Like, I literally was reading about him yesterday and wanted to throw up and scoop my eyeballs out. Like, it was fucking horrible. So, clearly he was into bestiality, because that's fucked up, but we are not going to talk about that. I just mentioned it to say, like, that is part of what he did, but we're not going to talk about that because I'd rather die. he, like I said, he had multiple accomplices. One of them, like I said, his daughter would like kidnap them, I guess, or help him kidnap them. There was a woman named Cindy Hendy, and they became romantically involved, and some of the women would have to sexually service her as well. So she was like part of the accomplice or whatever. His daughter received a 36-year prison sentence and testified that Ray and his friend Dennis tortured and murdered Dennis's girlfriend, and he, of course, did plead guilty to the murder. But like I said, they never pinned any murders on David. He did drug and brainwash them, and like that's talked about a little bit in the thing that I'll read later. And his daughter actually tried to tell the FBI at one point what they were doing, but they were like, what? But there was no like proof, so they couldn't do anything about it. Like, how do you prove it?
Come to my house.
can you just come here? The toy box was in the middle of nowhere.
I feel like we've seen something with this.
I told you there was a...
No, I feel like we've actually watched something with this.
I've never watched anything about this.
What was that movie we watched where they... It was a house. It may not have been this, but it was kind of similar, where the guy would torture women and people out there.
I have no idea. Like, I truly... I don't know. We talked about another guy that would do this, and he would, like, kidnap them for days and, like, cut them up and stuff.
Was there a movie or something like about that guy we watched? Because it sounds familiar.
No. Are you thinking of Saw?
No. Saw's stupid.
No, I don't know. But anyway, the toy box was like out in the middle of nowhere, and then he could dump his victims' bodies without any witnesses and like bury them places or put them other places in a state park or whatever, and nobody would ever know because he was just out in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico. He had allegedly spent upwards of $100,000 on torture devices and tools.
It's literally a jigsaw.
But this was before Saw came out. He also had a fur-lined coffin that he would let them be in, I guess.
Let them?
Like, maybe he was like, here's a little more comfort if you want to get in the fur-lined coffin. That's fucking weird. He also got all of his victims in the same place. It was like a saloon dive bar that he would frequent, and a lot of people, he would get them there. Like I said, his daughter would also like help drug people at the bar. So,
family. How many people go to this bar?
I don't know.
Like at least 60 people don't anymore.
Yeah. And the remains of all of his victims are still missing. So at least up to 60 people are still missing to this day.
How's the people at the bar just like, man, remember that person that was here the other day? And then the person before them.
But maybe they were like people that were passing through. I mean, I'm saying like not everyone was probably a.
Well, they couldn't be locals.
Yeah.
Like, man, something's up with this bar.
Yeah. So I don't know. So part of his transcript that I'm going to read was like the message you would hear when you would wake up. So like after he kidnapped you and tied you to the table and you woke up, this would play. And it's long. Like I said, I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just kind of want to give you like an idea of what he was about. So the transcript started, "Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You're disoriented and scared too, I would imagine, which is perfectly normal under the circumstances.
For a little while, at least, you need to get your shit together and listen to this tape because it is very relevant to your situation. I am going to tell you in detail why you have been kidnapped, what's going to happen to you, and how long you'll be here. I don't know the details of your capture because this tape is being created July 3rd, 1993 as a general advisory tape for future female captives. The information I'm going to give you is based on my experience dealing with captives over a period of several years. If, at a future date, there are any major changes in our procedures, the tape will be upgraded. Now, you are obviously here against your will, totally helpless, don't know where you're at, and don't know what's going to happen to you. You are very scared or very pissed off. I feel like I would be a mix of both. I'm sure that you've already tried to get your wrists and ankles loose and now know that you can't, and you're just waiting to see what's going to happen next. You probably think you're going to be raped, and you're fucking sure right about that. And then he goes into detail about what him and the woman are going to do to them. At the end of part one, it says you're going to be kept in chain in a variety of positions, usually with your legs or knees forced right apart. Number two, I won't read that because it's awful. Side one continued. They talk about how they have a lot of practice about this. We're not concerned about you escaping because you're fucking sure not going to go anywhere. If you're not already naked, you soon will be. Your clothing will be bagged up and saved until such a time as we decide to turn you loose. But like I said,
that's a long ass tape.
Get loose. Oh, it's not done. Then there's part two, side one, where they keep going and he talks about how you have to call them master and mistress. And you will not be allowed to talk unless spoken to. Side two, he talks about all the things that's going to happen to you again. Things that will happen in the playroom and things that are going to happen from him and from the woman to you and what you will also have to do to them. Because you are basically, as he calls them a lot in the tapes, is his sex slave. Be nice, keep your mouth shut, learn the rules, and survive was basically what he said. At the very end of the tape, it says, don't ever scream, don't talk without permission, be very quiet, be docile and obedient, and by all means, show proper respect. Have a nice day.
Well, pretty well a psychopath.
The have a nice day part would fucking piss me off the most, I think. Like, are you kidding me? Is this a joke? Like, what a asshole. But yeah, so like I said, if you want to read it, I found it on Reddit. I'm not going to link it or anything because it's not a good time. So, but you can find it if you want. That can be like of your own accord, I guess, because it's not a good time. So, going on from that, a woman named Cynthia Vigil was abducted from a Albuquerque parking lot by him and his girlfriend, Cynthia. And she was taken to the trailer and tortured. After 3 days, she escaped from the trailer on March 22nd, 1999. Wow. So on my birthday. She waited until he had gone to work and then unlocked with her chains with the keys that he had left on a nearby table. So she could reach them, basically. Cynthia noticed that she was trying to escape and they got into a fight. Cynthia broke a lamp on, or not Cynthia, excuse me. Cindy. There's too many. Nah. So Cynthia is a survivor. We'll call her Hindi. Cindy Hindi. She's the one that was the captain. So Cindy was trying to fight Cynthia and get her not to leave. So Cindy broke a lamp over her head, but Cynthia was like, I don't give a shit. That's not going to faze me. She got out and stabbed her in the neck with an ice pick.
Hell yeah.
So she fled. She only had on a slave collar and padlock chains, and she ran down to the road looking for help. She found a nearby homeowner who took her in and called the police. And that's when they found everything, basically. Mm-hmm. So there was another victim who got away named Angelica. And she came forward with a similar story that she had been held captive. And she convinced them to release her along the highway. And she got picked up by an off-duty cop. And she told him what happened. And he didn't believe her and left her at a bus stop.
Damn.
Yeah. And so then she later called the police, like the different police about it. And they never followed up on it.
Classic.
Yeah, exactly. There was also another victim, Kelly, and she was found alive after the police identified a tattoo on her ankle, and she testified that she got into a fight with her husband and went to the bar to play pool. Jesse, drugged her and, of course, kidnapped her, and she endured 2 days of torture before Ray took her home. So there's at least two people he let go. One person just ran away. But the other ones were not that lucky. So, like I said, after Cynthia got away is when they found everything. The FBI sent 100 agents to his property and surroundings, but they found zero remains. So, like, where are they? Nobody knows.
In the state park, I thought. He said it's where he buried
them. He just put a lot of people in different places. But animals could have gotten them. I mean, it's just, you never know. They, of course, spoke to Ray while he was awaiting trial. He basically was like, I mean, I did it, but what are you going to do? You can't prove it because where's the bodies? They said that he was tried for each case separately. So all three of the women that survived, he was tried for them separately. The prosecutor said that this damaged their case as each woman's story would have to be corroborated by the others. Cause like the Angelica woman only came out because Cynthia got free and like had the cops show up because remember the other cops didn't believe her. So Ray's defense was that the sex trailer was part of his fantasy life and the sex was consensual. Huh. So, and they were like, the fuck? No. So the first trial against Kelly resulted in a mistrial because two jurors found her story unbelievable.
Hey.
It's fucking crazy. A week into the trial against Cynthia, he agreed to a plea bargain and was sentenced in 2001 to 224 years in prison. This was for numerous offenses in abduction, sexual torture of the three survivors, and more. The plea deal was an exchange because he wanted them to go lenient on his daughter. And like I said, she was sentenced to time served with an additional 5 years to be served on probation. She had served 2.5 years, I think, at this time. In 1999, Dennis, who helped him previously, like I said, he pled guilty about the murder. And then in 2000, Cindy, the one that was helping him, Cindy Hendy. Received a sentence of 36 years for her role in the crimes. She was supposed to receive parole in 2017 and she was released in 2019.
I just don't think they
should ever be released. Yeah. He died of a heart attack in 2002.
Lame.
Yeah. Cynthia Virgil, the survivor, founded the Street Safe New Mexico, which is a volunteer nonprofit that works with sex workers and other vulnerable people living on the street. So, yeah, he died of a heart attack at the age of 62.
Should have been a lot worse for him.
Does New Mexico, I'm like, does New Mexico have the death penalty, I wonder?
I don't know if they give you the death penalty unless it's capital murder, huh?
Well, that's true. So I don't know.
I'm not a lawyer, but I really don't know. But is it capital murder?
I don't know.
Can you get it for first degree murder?
I don't know. But technically, he wasn't convicted of murder, so let's see. New Mexico death.
She can just give him the death penalty for just being a bitch.
Penalty. For just being a bitch. Capital punishment or the death penalty is no longer a legal sentence in the state of New Mexico. Missouri has it. And Florida.
Every state should.
So, I almost said North Mexico. North Mexico, but New Mexico.
North of Mexico.
I guess. North New Mexico, yeah, doesn't have it. So, yeah. But there is, like, I haven't even saved my legs asleep. There is, like, a video on Peacock, a show on Peacock about it, or, like, a movie or something. I have it saved in the queue.
I don't know if I want to watch it. Like an action movie or like a documentary?
Like a documentary.
Oh, I don't care about that.
You would rather watch a movie?
Yeah.
Why?
You get the full effect of it.
I think you probably still would.
I don't know, but some of them documentaries make me want to fall asleep.
But you know, if it's a good documentary, we should watch it. Like, is all I'm saying.
People that voice it and some of the people that talk in it is like boring. I already know the story.
Boring, he says.
Make it interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Spice it up a little.
I can't do it. It's spicy. You knew it?
Fuck is that?
It's spicy. I can't do it.
What is that?
I don't remember. It's spicy. I don't know. Do your job.
I don't know what you're even trying to do.
Do your job.
It's time for big time major shout outs, apparently.
Woo woo!
Let's see if I can do this. It's time to give a big time major shout out.
It's starting off strong, folks.
To Derek and Trevor and Brianna and Josh and Rochelle. Got a mind like a steel trap.
He really didn't. I didn't help him because I was taking a drink. So
steel trap.
Truly. He did that on his own. So we've agreed that I guess this will be our last episode for 2022. I'm sure like as news happens, we'll put out like the mini-sodes or whatever that we do. Or I do, since
I don't do them.
He doesn't do those. Especially because I've been trying to like put out episode about the Idaho college murders as they happen. But since not a lot's happening, it's really hard to get information out. So we'll come back with season 4. Can you believe? Season 4 in 2023.
We've been doing this for 4 years?
Yeah.
I am officially retired.
No, you are
this
not.
This is my very last episode.
This is not your swan song. So yeah. We did it. Season 3, down the hatch, brother.
Yep.
he's so shocked we've done 3 seasons. How many? We started it during COVID. Remember? We were like, fuck it. What else are we doing?
That's not how it went.
That is how it went.
That's nowhere near how it went.
I said, do you want us to start a podcast? And you said, no. Sure. You are...
I said no. I don't know how many times I said no, but no, more than once.
No. You said sure.
I said, that's your thing. That ain't mine.
No.
I'm not even...
I
don't even talk that much.
Don't lie to the people. That is not remotely how it happened.
That's exactly how it happened. And mm-hmm. We have cameras in our house, so if I could go back 3 years and find it, I would.
Well, we don't have them in the bedroom where this conversation happened.
I don't think it happened in there. I think it happened in the living
room. It did. We were sitting in bed. And I said,
she held a gun to my head no. And said, we're doing a podcast.
Start a podcast, motherfucker.
And I said, no.
No.
Even with a gun.
No, you did. None of this is true.
And I mean, you could say I'm a hero. I wouldn't say that, but
I wouldn't either.
This is my swan song.
I love you.
3 years.
No. Okay, so, like I said, we'll come back with regular episodes in January after the holidays. And like I said, I'm sure I'll be updating you on things happening. Follow our TikTok page because that's where all the good stuff happens. I don't really post on Instagram a lot. TikTok, where it's at, and there's a link for that in the description. And so, yeah, like, happy holidays. Happy New Year. If you're going to college, Godspeed on finals.
Or if you're graduating in December.
Yeah, congratulations. I think we've covered it.
I wasn't going to say congratulations. But...
Oh. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
You did it. If you're graduating. The end.
You're graduating. Keep on keeping
on. You did it. Okay. So we will scare you later. Next year in
2023. If you don't quit attacking me.
Okay. Anything else final?
No, do I do shout outs?
Yes.
Okay. Then no.
Okay, we'll scare you next year. Bye.